Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And of course, I want you to holler at me, so please give me a call at 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You get to holler at me. We can talk a taste about any and all things. If you got any questions, concerns, or if you want to send me pictures of your ingrown toenails, feel free to email me at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I appreciate all ingrown toenail pictures. They make my day. Anyway, I want to give a shout out to myself for starting the show. It seems that it saves me from watching the Lakers and the Kings on TV. It is a whole lot of unfortunate basketball that's being played right now. So I want to give a shout out to myself. And if you're watching that game, I got you on the hug tip, because it's kind of horrible. And speaking of horrible, as everybody knows, we're in the middle of week three of the protests going around the country. And of course, the bodies keep dropping, but you know, we will definitely get to that a little bit later. In the meanwhile, you know me, I can't help but talk about foolishness that goes on across the country, not just this foolishness that's going on with these police officers, but there was a story I just couldn't resist it. I guess there's these people who went to a restaurant called Tim Hortons. And I think it's in Saskatoon, Canada. And I guess they were upset because their breakfast sandwich didn't have diced onions. So homie reached into other homie's pocket. 7:30 in the morning, mind you, and pulled out a snake and threw it at the guy behind the counter. Now, that's crazy enough on its own, but the fact that you have a grown man walking around, and it was a garter snake, so it wasn't poisonous, but you have a grown man walking around with a garter snake in his pocket, you don't hear that every day. I mean, I know for me, if you throw a snake at me, you got me. That's because, I mean, I'm gonna scream like I'm five. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna be my niece, and it's gonna be horrible. You throw a snake at me, fake or real. Shout out to my man Peter Spaceman, the last person who dropped a fake snake in my lap and made me almost hit my head on the roof back in the days when I had hops straight from the chair. Yeah, I had them kind of hops, but I ain't going to talk about that right now. He had a snake in his pocket. And his homie knew he had a snake in his pocket. And they walked into a restaurant with a snake in their pocket. That's all. I just thought that was kind of peculiar. I don't know about anybody else, but if you got a snake in your pocket, you probably need to be locked up. And if that don't get you locked up, I want to talk about Research. You know, I always wonder where they get some of the ideas from research, and people talk about taxpayer money and where it goes. There's research where they found out that rats like lingerie. There's a study from the scientists over at Concordia University in Montreal, where it allowed, so I guess it's not your tax money, it allowed a group of virgin male rats to hook up with female rats who were wearing tiny little jackets. And I guess they after they had sex, they gave them a choice between females wearing little jackets, aka lingerie, and without. And I guess they chose the ones with lingerie. I don't know what the hell that means. You know, rats going for women with lingerie. Well, not women, female rats. I'm like, why? I'm trying to figure out why I'm talking about it, much less why. What make you want to put lingerie on rats? Yeah. You know, rats, you know, it's like rats like engage in like phone sex. Rats like, you know, talk a little sexy to each other. And then rat talk. I can't make the rat sound, but you know, they talk about the hood rat sound. I mean, I guess technically these were hood rats from Montreal or wherever the hell they got them from. And I guess rat lingerie. Anyway. Sorry. This is the most retarded thing going. Rats and sex with rats. Rats loving lingerie. Speaking of loving lingerie, Usher, y'all know who that is. I guess he was visiting Fair's Vector Gallery booth, and apparently Vector's Gallery is the official art gallery of Satan. Allegedly. And on one, and it's supposed to be like an art gallery, by the way. It's supposed to be art. So one installation on view was titled as Body as Commodity, and it asked viewers to consider whether using a doll for sexual pleasure commodifies sex more or less immorally than using a real body for amenities that can be monetarily quantified, such as energy, the charging of a mobile phone. So, I mean, what they do is, I guess, Usher paid $20 to stick his phone into a battery pack, which was nestled inside a woman's person for 10 minutes. Meaning she had like a charger inside her vagina, and he connected, and I guess the vagina charged his phone. I don't quite know how that goes, how that happened, but yeah. I don't know how that's art, and I just didn't know that vaginas could charge phones. But I guess don't try that at home. probably not that conversation you won't have. Like, hey, check it out. I can't find my phone charger, and I heard that, you know, Usher charged his phone in this lady's vagina in the mall. You mind if I use yours? Yeah, art. I'm not quite getting it. I'm not understanding. Oh man. Shout out to the Kenyan homies. I guess they found the whatchamacallit. They broke a Chinese cybercrime network. And I'm like, it's kind of dope. You know, you broke the Chinese cybercrime network. The only thing is, those are the same cats, I know y'all remember, who would always send you that email. I know when I first started Smooth Drama, we got an email from a guy, Peter James. We used to always talk about Peter James, me and my old co-host Butter, where Peter James said, "Hey, I got 30 million and I want to share it with you. All you got to do is give me your bank account number." You know, I sent him back an email. He's from Kenya, by the way. I'm like, "Hey, so what I got to do? Can I talk to you on the phone, whatnot, so I can get like half that 30 million? But for some reason, he just never called me back. He never emailed me or nothing. So I guess maybe he was part of a Kenyan crime ring. So I guess they took down the crime ring in their neighborhood first, policing the Kenyan hood. And then they went ahead and took down the Chinese next. It's a beautiful thing. Why am I talking about that? I don't know. Anyway, this show, I'm talking about standards. And I know it don't make sense, but kind of does. Because when we talk about standards, we talk about how, well, at least not we, because I'm by myself, is talking about how you have standards, and some people's standards are higher or lower, and it all depends on perspective. And obviously, your standards are low if you have a snake. If you walk around with a snake in your pocket, you go to the place and get something to eat and you got snakes in your pocket. Or if you need to, I don't know, are your standards low? Whose standards are low if I charge my cell phone for 10 minutes in a woman's vagina and call that art? I mean, you know, all in the name of Satan. I mean, it is Satan's gallery. So, I don't know. and are my standards low if I'm watching rats have sex with rats in rat lingerie? These are the questions that I ponder, y'all, when I'm just sitting around. I think I need a break because I think I'm going crazy for some strange reason. And on that note, I'm just going to get off of here before I say something utterly retarded. And when I come back, I'm going to try to make sense on this whole standards thing and talk about something a little bit more relevant. Although I had fun talking about that. These are my homies, HISD, the Houston Independent Spit District, Piano Sunrise. Rise.
Open your eyes. queens of the ghetto. Soprano hit the screens in the ghetto. Herbie Hancock, the new Benzo, sounded like crescendo. I mean, a nigga coming up by the 8 1/4 note. Some notes hard to measure. Legal tender tend to make them change like the weather. Change for the cheddar, change for the better. Hard to make change, break bills for the lesser. Bills on the dresser, but he still stay fresher. Savvy point, Texas, fifth district representative. King lit me up with the track, so it's tentative. To the sun's back, fade to black, cause I'm finished here.
Piano play, I orchestrate the symphony. Like Craig G, how I fit over keys. Alicia, Mary Bills like Felicia. A perfect match with tracks and contracts. The teacher, sit next to me while I preach over ivory. Phantom of the Opera with a mask on. Singing my song behind the horns long. Come on, clap for me. I present to you the harmony and RP. Consider me a prodigy, a mob deep. Havoc on the industry, goofy, rap Stevie. You wonder why you can't see me? Cause you blind, baby, to the fact like Goofy. I see clear with imagery, it's all in the mind. Beautiful scenery, your rhymes. Close your eyes and vibe, piano sunrise. Sunrise. Shut down, of course, same face like get up. Step up to the plate all day and get wet up. Colder than a winter roller, voice with the setup. Chris Paul, when I switch draws, won't let up. Speak from my heart, play my part for the cheddar. Black and white keys, open doors for the better. Cause be a dead rogue is a curse and I'm fed up. Working out a vibe is a beast where you bit up. Grinding all night, writing rhymes and I'm sleepy. Trying to free thoughts, lay them down, but it's lucky. From eight brothers in a small room, dog, trust me. Long nights, no food, things get touchy. But when you're traded in, when the keys get muddy. Piano sunrise, open eyes, God loves me. Piano.
Verse is the brush, it's beat, it's a canvas, and it's fine art. Notes are black art, Tatum. 88 keys on the track, let's play them. Quarter key of verse, verbal track, let's slang them. Mind over beats, tears in the streets. Ghetto cutting turf, toe star for some eat. From an eight to a half to a O to a P to a G to a G. In the belly of a beast, where they feast, makes a lot. Pray for peace to a son in the east. Freedom speaks from piano. Songs in the key of life, husband, wife, mama's like. See it in the early morn, God is you with uniform. Form a rap, make them beat, make them move. Make it real deal, that's McCoy. Tainers, groove, smooth as the fingers touch. Keep the key the same, rush not to make a big fuss. But hustle in my speech contradicts the art street. A vegan eating cheese, how ironic that we meet. Trying to reach the same peace, I'm just giving you a piece of mind. This time, open your eyes, piano sun. Rise, rise.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was HISD, the Houston Independent Spit District, Piano Sunrise. Open your eyes, or keep them closed. Kind of hard to walk that way unless you're used to it. But I guess you are used to it if your eyes are closed, even though they open. But that's a story for another day. I would like to hear from you. 347-826-7435. Give me a holler. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you ain't trying to call me, once again, I enjoy pictures of ingrown toenails. They excite me. You can email me at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. All your ingrown toenail shots, hook me up. That's my fetish. I'm eagerly anticipating just a flood of ingrown toenail shots. Put them up. Make it a whole, you know, fetish wall. Anyway, as we talked about, we're in like week three of the protests, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter deal. Like, they kind of started now, but as we know, at least in my eyes, Black Lives have mattered all my life, being that I have one, and I like to keep it, and I'm hoping other folks are interested in keeping theirs and honoring, cherishing Black Lives, down to the point where now it's in vogue. I'm going to preface this by saying that I'm not dissing, because there are a lot of athletes who are showing solidarity with the hands up, don't shoot signs during the game, as well as the I can't breathe t-shirts from LeBron James, Kobe. I mean, it's a universal thing. Obviously, they have a vested interest because they are Black males and probably don't want to be in that situation where their lives don't matter. I know folks don't see it like that, but, you know, being that we're in that category, and I'm guessing they're thinking, yeah, it's not a good thing to be able to be just shot and choked out, and there are no repercussions. But, you know, I find it ironic actually, that with all the protests going on, the athletes, you know, out there showing their support, the blowback is from the police department. It's kind of funny. Like in Denver, they came out, the Denver Police Union, they were mad because students were cheering officers who were hit by a car, because, you know, being a cop right now is not a popular thing. Now, I've stated before and I've stated again, I understand it's a tough job. I know I couldn't be a cop because I probably would have killed my share of people, because if you jump out, I got to shoot you. It's one of them things. I stated it. I mean, I know it's not for me, but I'm honest enough to say it, as opposed to some of these cats. But anyway, in Denver, there was a few kids at East High School. They walked out of their class and they were protesting the Michael Brown verdict. And as they were walking, and the local police officers were escorting them in order to ensure their safety during the walkout, I guess four officers were struck by a car and injured. And I guess what happened was there were some people in the group who said, hey, hit him again. I guess they were chanting, hit him again, hit him again. And, you know, I mean, I get it. Because obviously, you don't want to see nobody hurt, anything like that. At the same time, I think they're underestimating the anger that's out in the streets, because folks are just tired of the same old thing, which is another Black person dead, just for no reason, and no one gets charged with murder, no jail time, nothing. Now, You have the talking heads out there. They're upset by the players, and they're upset by all the protests. Blah 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 blah. You know, you shouldn't be out there protesting. Blah 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 blah. And you know, they even talked about a protest in Congress, whatnot, which I guess Al Sharpton is talking about it. And I'll just say that anything the reverends without a church are down for, I have to go the opposite way because we know what they're in it for. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just, even for a good cause, I can't get behind them cats. But you'll get somebody, and this is funny because the power structure and guys who support the power structures will come out with all kinds of foolishness, like Rudy Giuliani, who comes out and says, well, teachers unions can also be the blame for violence in black communities. That's what we should be focusing on, because education. And I'm gonna quote his words, not my interpretation of his words, so y'all can see how foolish this dude is talking about. He's like, maybe all these left-wing politicians who want to blame police, maybe there's some blame here that has to go to the teachers' union for refusing to have schools where teachers are paid for performance, for fighting charter schools, for fighting vouchers so that we can drastically and dramatically improve education. And he says that he also argued in his interview that high crime rates among blacks were a main driver of police brutality. And, you know, I mean, now there are some things I will admit I do agree with. He's like, liberal guilty whites have to stop refusing to say the bigger part of the problem here is black crime and not police overreaction. A small part of the problem is police overreaction. It is driven by the incredibly large rate, disproportionate rates of crime in the black community. Now, we know that part is true. There is a disproportionate rate of crime in the black community. I'm not going to go as far as to blame a teachers union and the fact that they don't support school vouchers and charter schools, which is basically a way for them to take more tax money out of your neighborhood and put schools up closer in their neighborhoods where they, you know, tax money will be inequitable. And like, I'm in the Bay Area in Oakland. Oakland Unified is broke and they can't afford any more money to be taken out of their pockets, even though ironically that's what taxes are for. And that's why we had the lottery and all this to help schools, but for some reason that stuff's not filtering down. But that's an argument for another day. But it's funny how to attach an issue to something, I believe that they would call this a red herring. You make an argument for something, but you throw out something that doesn't really have anything to do with it. Because I'm guessing the teachers union, there's no one in the teachers union who's ever showed up in the neighborhood and choked out a young black man. I'm guessing there's no one from the teachers union who's ever showed up and shot an unarmed young man in the store, out of the store. And I'm guessing there's no one from the teachers union that's ever stalked a young man in his parents' neighborhood, chased them down, and shot them after accosting them because they were hostile toward a stranger stalking them. I don't have to say no names, but the point is, these are some of the issues, and quite frankly, police did that, and people who thought they were police did that. No one from the teachers union, last time I checked. Now, they may be guilty of protesting, but not guilty of killing anyone. Not that I know of. Nonetheless, teachers unions are filled with those silent killers. They them shooters on the rooftop you don't know nothing about. So, Rudy Giuliani, you can kiss all my homies' asses, because I'm not going to invite you to mine. No homo. Anyway. I think it's funny how you get these cats. And, you know, even in the Eric Garner case, the police are going on the defense for Daniel Pantaleo, kiss my ass, oh, you know, the officer that choked him out, and saying, hey, you know, this is, you know, it's wrong how you treat me, even though we all see the videotape. When the guy says he can't breathe, I mean, you're supposed to let him go. It's like three or four officers there. I'm guessing if you were to let him go and you to put the handcuffs on him, he probably would have complied because you had been choking him for a minute. The police will defend that for some strange reason. One I don't know. We'll never understand. They're like, yo, this is our jury system, and it's not a lynch mob. But you kind of kill the guy, so he don't get to tell his side of the story. We all see the tape. See, it's always real easy to defend the guy that's living. Daniel Panther, whatever the hell your name is, and it don't matter. Your name should always be mispronounced and never said ever again. I won't say it right. I was wrong for even saying it right the first time if I did say it right. Then, of course, we had another one of them stupid articles talking about, did cigarette taxes play a part in Eric Garner's death? And I'm like, really? Cigarette taxes? You know, see, because it's some guy, and this is that misinformation that they throw out there. They start talking about an out-of-control nanny state government attempting to enforce a prohibition on the sale of untaxed cigarettes. For someone to die over breaking that law, it's like Senator Paul from Kentucky says, I do blame the politicians. We put our police in a difficult situation with bad laws. And I'm like, yeah, that bad law didn't kill anyone. It was an officer who was choking him, and all he had to do was stop. I mean, people get arrested all the time. I'm guessing, this is an educated guess, that Eric Garner would have taken that arrest 10 out of 10 times as opposed to being choked out. Just an educated guess. He took that jail time fighting because he'd still be alive. It's one of them things. But we'll talk about cigarette taxes. We'll talk about teachers' unions. And cops will complain, hey, students are cheering when bad stuff happened to cops. It's like, well, yeah, y'all can take a little heat, because at the end of the day, no one's killing cops like that. No one's out there choking cops out. Last time I checked, no one was stalking cops and shooting them. I read a good book by Donald Goines talking about it. That hit list where they was taking out dirty cops. I'm just saying that was a great premise for a book. Donald Goines was a man before his time. That is for sure. And I think it's interesting that these same issues, I mean, because people have been dredging up old Richard Pryor and old Chris Rock, you know, talking about the police, and it's like, yeah, it's not nothing new. Police are the quote-unquote harbingers of justice. They uphold the laws of the power structure. And they unfortunately have the power of life or death, and they are making bad decisions. I'll just say that. Does that sound nice enough? They're making bad decisions when it comes to life and death, because they keep choosing death. They just keep choosing death, even though they don't have to. They could choose life every once in a while. Wouldn't hurt nobody. And then for them, everyone to complain, you can't, you shouldn't be protesting. Whatever. I don't see how they can be mad. But I can. Because once again, it's business as usual. We kill you. We wonder why you're upset. Why are you upset? It's what we've been doing since we've been here in America. Why are you complaining now? I guess it's one of them things. Every 20, 30 years, we got to ride over the fact that people don't value our lives. Or value us in particular. Because folks just, as I say, they just keep getting shocked over and over again. They don't value us. Anyway, I'm tired of talking about this. So I'm going to talk about hip hop for a second. I keep seeing little clips, the greatest album. And, you know, everyone was talking about this. That little Iggy, whatever, I guess they won best rap album, whatnot. And I'm like, you know, I refuse to listen to mainstream. And all the way back in the days when Chubb Rock and everybody else fucked the Grammys, now everybody's up, oh, this is the best rap album. Like, yeah, y'all listen and support that garbage and unintelligible rap music, and you wonder why? I mean, if you listen to unintelligent stuff, you can't be upset when your music is circumvented and unintelligent garbage wins. You support garbage, you're going to get more garbage. I, on the other hand, am devoid of pop and refuse to support it. So I'm going to go on break. This is my man, Chino XL, Nunca. This is hip-hop. You might want to check it out.
Chino, my love, although many will come before you, trying to be just like you, there will never be another you. You've traveled so far to get here. Don't allow the world to make you forget why our ancestors are with you and will leave you.
Never will your mental conquer me. Never love my enemy. Never take my history. You can never block my destiny. Never did love follow me. And I never return to poverty. Fooled by Satan's jealousy. Took my heaven and inherited me.
I won't lie. Some nights I feel like I've been forsaken by God. Victimized, plagiarized like Spielberg, that I'm a star. Unzip like Isaac Mizra. He who laughs, laughs, laughs best. But never again is the mantra that I cry.
I spit like Ninja Merciless. Bliss, bliss, bliss. High risk, piss, clenched fist. A masochistic, sadistic from every verse in this. Behold my serpent's head like Perseus. Ill impossibly, larceny. Broken velocity through lightning speed. Viscosity, my philosophy. Speak animosity. Keep shit in the bag like a colostomy. I'm pro, you junior varsity. If 12 angry viewers on MTV diss my shit, I hunt down and kill them all individually. I'm making lines considerably. Sorcery with no plea bargain. A dog in a glossary. And fuck the insane clown posse of rap. They make it a mockery. You retire like Seinfeld. Waiting on titles that I've held. Lock and load like Dennis Leary. Blasting assassin sent to kill me. Feel me. You take notes like court stenography. You better watch me. I take beef personally to your villa. Steps like Versace. More cold 45s than Billy D. Collecting disability. I'll shoot out with Bill and Hillary. Still won't run out of artillery. Why you trying to make all that like Iverson or Jordan? I'm extortion. Trying to make all that like Forbes and make a fortune. Stick that ass in the phone booth. Drinking 151 proof. Laughing at that bitch with a gold tooth. Flicking my ashes out of the sunroof. Uncouth industry. Snotty and shady. Can't no Bible save me. From throwing you off my tour bus like Bobby did Whitney and Baby. Get with me maybe, but then be hunted. You ain't no killer or gangster. Smiling and dancing in the view by Teen Summit. My multi-topical written flows containing subjects that vary. It's still a relative like West Virginians before they marry. Blamo and stereo, a mono, I'm deluxe, why you ride Econo, out of there, broke like the first host of the Vibe Show, your wives know, I fuck like Marky Mark on Boogie Nights with Guinness out, my famous bitches give me head with pop rocks in they mouth, me disappear, never again, go to war with Vatican men, it'll take the whole cast of VR to have your ass walking again, you an overrated player that white fans love like DiMaggio, you off air like Wendy Williams, out of the air like Don Denver, till forever, ever remember, I'm falling off, never.
World on shoulders like Aretha Franklin's ankles. You liars, I'm tired of all you fake drug dealer tales. The only time y'all see grams is when y'all drink them ginger ale. I hold a hammer to your headpiece, flush you like genital. I battle and bring evil that'll make your priest abandon you. Through translucent fusion zones, poems. My vocal tones are dark catacombs that'll scatter domes with the pheromones of old bones in Germany eternally. My victim hemorrhages eternally until the sentience became flesh. Accompany madness and death, if you ask bet. I take your breath for different aspects. Enter the lung, get spreaded by person to person contact. But beyond that, any rapper's death, I'm behind that. I'll get that ass touched in any jail you do time at. In every verse, ditto. My defeat, you better have more blindfolded faith than the kidnapped version of Biggie's widow. Kiddo, you ain't worth hospital. Still, I'm hospitable enough to put you inside of a hospital after I smoke critical amounts of dust. Thus, my mind floats on Jedi pedestals and roasting demos. Semi-seminoles who try to test testicles of this Taino's quotables. I make the proudest of all Dominicans. Wing flag from Puerto Rico. And kill any Blanco gringo, referring to Chino as Chico. By summoning the smoldering, murdering minister that's mastering mayhem, slaying day out of date. And I've spoken like a dating rim that been keeping them staggering. Through lyrical pattern, traveling through my abdomen, unraveling at the speed of a javelin. Still repping Vatican and invade like Mexican. Notified Mexican, cats I'm invested in. Don't worship Christ, they worship the thieves crucified next to him. Boys and men cringes from poison pen syringes. These niggas couldn't be stars if they got thrown by Chinese ninjas. Chino, you bring phantasm, plus UG like the dwellers, and been touched by an angel like Della. Me fear y'all niggas? Never.
Together you got to move. Drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Chino XL. Nunca. Me feel y'all? Never. That's the whole point. Stop listening to that garbage. If you don't know what they're saying, you shouldn't even be listening to it. I mean, at least if you don't know what they're saying and you can catch the words because they just have words that are just too big for you, you can always go to the dictionary or the thesaurus. But if you don't know what they're saying because they just doing it on purpose, like they just put words like life. Yeah. That's not a song. I know you want to dance to the melody, but I'm sorry. That's not melody. It's almost, I mean, it's garbage of the mind. And if you listening to that, I had a sad story where this guy was, he's blasting this song, calling women bitches with his kids. Just sad testimony. I'm like looking like, really? With your kids? Anyway, y'all know me as a conspiracy theorist. If you don't, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I believe in stuff that other folks don't believe because they just don't want to hear the truth or don't want to put two and two together and see that it's four. And if you add two more, it's six. And if you add two more, it's eight. And so on and so on and so forth. And so, in that tone, over in South Africa, I don't know if y'all followed it. Over the years, there's been a lot of stuff just washing up on the beach, whether it be fish in, I think, like Redondo Beach, birds falling out the sky by the hundreds in Ohio, and now in South Africa, bunch of black mussels wash ashore on the beach. And I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of black mussels that just wash over like a 325 yard section of the beach, which most of y'all, you don't understand that. Three football fields and 25 more yards. That's a lot of mussels that are dead. Now, me, I reckon it's like the governments of the world doing experiments on different animals as some, because you know you do the experiments on animals first, so you can do the population control later on humans. That's kind of how we always have done it. Test it out on the animals first. If it can kill the animals in certain areas, then hey, it'll probably kill the people too. Now, maybe some believe that. Maybe some don't. I'm just saying, I don't think it's a mystery. I don't think it's a coincidence. Let me change my words. That you have all of something just die. I mean, it's like just mussels. It wasn't mussels and a few stingray and sharks and some turtles, whatever the hell else was in the water that wash up. It's just black mussels. Now, they said some believe that it was caused by a red tide or a harmful algal bloom, but come on, you don't get hundreds of thousands of something dying of one thing and nothing else without there being something shady going on. Just saying. Now shade me. Now, if it doesn't to you, then you just look up all those other mysterious, very, very mysterious animals just dropping dead somewhere. Find it interesting. Very, very interesting. And then, of course, we had this week, everybody started talking about that CIA torture. Oh, CIA, they tortured people. Oh, my God. People were tortured, and it was worse than what we thought. I'm like, they just choked a black man out here on camera. What the hell you think they doing when they're not on camera? I mean, come on. Yeah, they tortured folks. Probably plucked off the eyeballs, eyebrows one by one, pulled the toenails off. Probably raped them. Just saying, I can see it. Just to get your rocks off. You know, you got these folks in jail who say it's just doing what you got to do. You a torturer. Who's to stop you? It's like, yeah, I'm going to get it in. Anyway, yeah, CIA tortures people. Just in case you didn't know, shout out to the rooftops. The CIA tortures people. And when they're behind closed doors, it's oh so much worse than what you could imagine. Anyway. And in the meanwhile, while we talking about that, I saw something that kind of funny. The White House issuing guidelines for education of incarcerated students with disabilities. Funny stuff here. Federal government is putting prisons on notice, reminding them that incarcerated students with disabilities are legally entitled to the same rights and protections granted to students with disabilities in public school settings. Now, why does that sound funny to me? Hey, if they have disabilities, why are they in regular jail? Obviously, they have issues, but I guess that doesn't mean anything, and this doesn't get headlines, but I mean, you know, if you've listened to the show before, you know I believe that jail is just the next wave of slavery, free labor. You going to jail, you know, this generation is just hell bent on, yeah, I'm going to jail, son. I'm hard, son. I'm going to jail. I mean, one, I firmly believe that most of these cats that want to go to jail are like in the closet. They like that opportunity to be really, really close in proximity with a hot, sweaty man that they can share a cell with and use the bathroom in front. And talk about sweet things in the bunk beds to each other. That's a whole nother argument. Just saying. I mean, kids with disabilities who obviously did things because they're not right in the head. They can't function or process logical issues like those who are supposedly normally adjusted. Just saying. Now, some folks don't understand it, but you know, there are some autistic people, people with emotional issues, where they don't understand social mores per se. They could just watch TV and be like, yeah, that's what it is, you know. And having been someone who has worked with people with disabilities, you come to understand that stuff that you take for granted, that like, yeah, nah, I wouldn't do that. That stuff's on the table for them, 'cause they don't know better at all. But these are the folks that I guess the White House is looking out for them, even though they're incarcerated. Yeah, help them out. Like thinking, shouldn't they be in what you would call the crazy home, or the home for those who are mentally disabled? Because they're violent for a reason, because they're disabled. They can't process things correctly. That's the number one thing here in America. The number one underground thing. We talk about the DL. It's not sexual. Even though that stuff, oh, dudes on the DL, and it's like gay just started in 1986, when it's been forever. But you have a lot of people who come home from wars, military, as well as just folks who get lost in the system. I mean, I know a lot of people don't think about it, but you, when you think about that person that you went to school with, or those persons that you went to school with, or those little kids, you know, they kind of grow up. And when they grow up, what happens to them? A lot of them, we see them out there in jail. I mean, well, out there homeless in the streets, and obviously they go to jail. They can't function. I mean, that, I guess the jail structure is good for them, but at the end of the day, they really can't function on a level high enough to ever get themselves out of that cycle. And it's unfortunate that it happens that way. But that's what it is. That's the war. You wanna work. I mean, we have a society, as we see, that doesn't treat us as human. And we're quote unquote normal. At least I like to think I'm normal. Now, you start talking about folks that aren't normal, who can't process, what's their recourse? And on that note, I want to thank y'all for listening. I am Mr. F the N Word, and I appreciate you listening. And, I'll be back to do this again next week. Take care and good night.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together, you guys.
Smooth.
Drummer.